Portrait of Shalom Aleichem. We now stand facing the portrait of Shalom Aleichem, taken from a series created by Anatoly Kaplan in 1955. Kaplan's works include creations inspired by outstanding Yiddish writers, such as Mendele Moicher Sfarim and I.L. Peretz, Russian classics Nikolai Gogol, Anton Chekhov, and Isaac Babel, Jewish folk songs and historic events. But these are all minor when compared to the special importance that Anatoly Kaplan attributed to the works of Shalom Aleichem. They were, as the saying goes, a match made in heaven. Salomon Nachumovich Rabinovich was born in 1859 in Pryaslav, south of Kiev, Ukraine, that was then part of the Russian Empire. His childhood was not easy. His family often wandered from village to village in search of new opportunities, and if that wasn't enough, his stepmother disliked him and cursed him at every opportunity. Despite the difficulties, the young author found a way to escape from sadness into the world of joy by mixing tears with laughter. Instead of allowing his stepmother's curses to offend him, he collected her curses in his notebook and alphabetized them. And he then wrote an article entitled, A Collection of a Mother-in-Law's Curses. As the content of the curses were far from decent, Solomon published them under a pseudonym of Shalom Aleichem. This would be his pen name for the rest of his life. In the portrait we see in front of us, Kaplan has drawn Shalom Aleichem surrounded by fascinating miniatures. If we move clockwise, at 12 o'clock we see the house in which the author was born, and after that, one by one, there are characters from his greatest works, including Wandering Stars, Kasri Levka, and The Enchanted Tailor. At the bottom of the portrait is a depiction of the shtetl of Voronkiv, where Shalom Aleichem spent most of his youth and on which he based the prototypical description of the shtetls found in his stories. On the left, we find the wonderful love story called Song of Songs, the novel Menachem Mendel, and finally his masterpiece, Tivia the Dairyman. Shalom Aleichem's stories held a place of prominence and importance in the Soviet Union. Underneath the portrait, we can see postcards and stamps, the bear hid image, as well as a number of his books, published in Soviet times in both Russian and Yiddish. The respect and love for Shalom Aleichem's stories continues to this day. Beside the older publication, we see stamps bearing his image that were issued quite recently.